from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's Big Ten Media Week with Isaac and Sue.
They set up the screen to Tez Johnson. Blockers in front.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Jump back to earlier parts of your favorite fan shows on the Odyssey app. The only way to rewind Portland's sports leader.
Big Ten Media Week on primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
A freeway to the end zone for a touchdown.
The Fan.
Yeah, football season's here, sort of. I mean, kind of. We got the media days, so that's over.
Yeah, NFL camps are all, you know, everyone's in camp. So
we had our first big injury today.
Yeah, you know, those are coming. Yep. It wasn't huge or anything, but, you know, you lost a starter.
Well, the Rams.
Yeah.
Darian Kendrick, starting corner, torn ACL, they think.
Yeah. So, I mean, and believe me, that's the first, but it ain't going to be the last. I mean, that's the thing about football is, dude, the injury rate's 100%. It's just a matter of how severe it is. Cousins got cleared today, so he's back in there. Some people thought, would he be ready to go, and would that be Penix's job at the beginning? But it sounds like Kirkers early on is getting the all clear to go back to practice. Then you got some hold-ins, right? Ayuk is in camp but isn't doing anything. Tua said that he'll do 7-on-7 but not 11-on-11, so he's got like a partial hold-in going on. And then I also saw today that there is some rumors that old Brock Purdy could be signing his deal soon to the tune of about $65 per year.
Damn, really?
Yeah. Which, wow. I look, if you're the 49ers, I understand now you got to pay him, but this goes back to, you got to pull an Atlanta Braves thing with some of these guys like Jordan Love and Brock Purdy. Pay him before they know they're good.
Wow.
Because, I mean...
Yeah, but why would you do that in the NFL?
Yeah. Well, and also, are you still going to have money for Ayuk? Because that's and what you give Purdy, is that going to tick him off? So,
well, like, I wonder, like, the deal the Packers did with Jordan Love, you know, they gave him a little kind of bridge deal, and now obviously he's in line for a lot more. Like, you see some of these quarterback contracts, like the Derek Carr one, where it's
he making?
Oh, I'll have to pull it up, but it, essentially, or Geno Smith, you know, they give them like in the 30s or like low 40s, but they're basically 1 and 2 year deals. Like, I'd like to, like, if you've got a guy like Tua or Brock, and you needed to have done this a year ago, sign him to something like that. I know that, you know, the model in the NFL is get every game you can when they're dirt cheap. I just wonder if there's a way with some of these guys you're not 100% sure of that you can give them a good chunk of change, have it not be something you're tied to for 5 years, but get some cost control as opposed to going from, hey, dirt cheap for 3 years, 4 years, and then, my God, here's $65 million.
I think in the case of Brock Purdy, that would have been a hard thing to do because he was Mr. Irrelevant. Like, he was a seventh-round pick.
Yeah.
So you're not going to pay him anything until you know you've got something.
Yeah.
And then he was instant. Like, the second he was in there, he was good.
He was good.
And so I don't think there was any real...
There almost wasn't time to do it.
Yeah, there was no window for them to do that. Now, Tua's different because I think Tua is borderline, or at least at one point was thought of as borderline.
This is an injury thing.
And so maybe you can go to the agent and say, you know, he may not be here in 2 years. Let's get him on a lesser deal now, and maybe you could get them to agree to that. But any quarterback that has any level of success, like Jordan Love or Purdy.
Well, look what happened with Daniel Jones, right?
Those guys are going to get – they're going to hold out. They're not going to sign those lesser deals. You have to find the guys that are
– I just wondered
maybe if – they know they're lucky to get that offer at that time.
I just wonder if you're the 49ers – And again, hindsight, but that, it was Bill Barnwell, by the way, who's saying that he thinks the numbers could be somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 years, 325, that's 65 per year.
Damn.
If you would have come to Purdy after early on last season and just said, hey, we're going to give you 5 years, we're going to give you 36 a year. You make no money now, and yeah, we're not certain. You know, you're coming off the elbow or whatever, but we believe in you. It's 36 a year, and it's a 5 year deal. But basically, you know, you have outs after 2 years, and that's like kind of the Daniel Jones, Geno Smith things. I wonder if he signs that. You know, I wonder if you go to him, because at that point, he has proven really nothing other than the 1 year that ended on an injury, as opposed to making him play out that year. He has a great year. Damn near an MVP season, and now you're going into this year with him saying, hey man, I want my money, and it ain't gonna be 38. It's gonna start with a 6.
See, I just don't think the agent lets him sign that deal.
Yeah.
Even after that 1 year.
Yeah. He may be right.
Because Purdy goes to him, he's like, no, dude, I'm lighting it up.
Yeah.
I got hurt, but I'll be back.
Yeah. The 2-1 is interesting because
he is interesting.
I will, because when he's healthy, that offense hums, and he puts up MVP-like numbers, but you want to talk about injury concerns, and then there's a lot of people that think he's a product of the system, and he's got great talent around him, and you know Tua's going to want high 50s, low 60s. So there's just a lot of these guys, you know, from Jordan Love to Purdy to Tua, and then, of course, you know, no one will shut up about it, but there's Dak down there in Dallas, who's the most proven of any of these guys, but people still don't think he's worth it. There are going to be some big, big quarterback numbers.
Isn't Goff supposed to get an extension too?
I thought he got his extension.
Thought he was maybe.
Yeah, I thought he got paid.
I think he got paid.
All right. So Tua, Love,
mm-hmm.
Dak, Purdy. Is that it? That's up now?
I think that's it. That are in. Yeah. That
those are the next four.
That need to get something done.
Oh, sorry. Hawk Tua.
Hawk to
it.
Yeah, 4 years, 212, 170 million guaranteed for Goff.
Who?
Jared Goff. And he'll be there through 2027.
Goff.
And an option for 28. So yeah, he got his.
All right, who are the real blue bloods of college football? This is a game for you.
Okay.
I thought this was cool. Buck found this and forwarded it over to me. It said, it's by some guy by the name of Kyle. I don't know.
Kyle,
he has sunglasses on. I don't know. But he did a little homework, and he put together the top 50 college football programs based on the following. Wins, weeks ranked number one, conference titles, bowl wins, major bowl wins, national titles, postseason awards, which is NCAA national awards, consensus and unanimous All-Americans,
okay.
Heisman winners and runners-up.
Makes sense. So Outland Trophy, Nagurski Award, Heisman Trophy, all that stuff.
Professional achievements, including College Football Hall of Famers, NFL draft picks, and first-round picks. He weighed every single one of these 14.
Is it shocking that someone has this much time to go through this?
Shocking, no, yeah. But I like it.
A couple weeks ago, I read through an article. Someone went and broke down in way too much detail every kickoff from the XFL and UFL. And it was, I just couldn't believe it. It was actually kind of an interesting thing they did about where the ball lands and average starting position, all that. But dude, it was like 700 kickoffs this dude sifted through.
They're probably special teams. Do you think every special teams coach has watched all 700? Yes. I bet most of them have.
Guaranteed.
Yes.
That's their job.
But again, this was just some dude.
Yeah, not just internet Twitter guy.
I was like, oh my God. And yet I read the article.
Maybe so, a little unemployed there.
I guess. Either that or just obsessive compulsive. Get a girlfriend, my man.
So then they weigh, he weighs each one. It's a different weight. So he weighs championships as the number one thing times three.
Makes sense.
Wins are times one. Looks like AP weeks ranked is 1.25, and so on and so forth.
One quick question from the text line, Vancouver 4 text line. Do we know, is major bowl wins what's considered major? Is that like New Year's 6 and BCS, or do we know?
Does not say that. I think
it would stand to reason it's a certain degree of bowl like that.
But. Yeah, I mean, you know, New Year's 6 bowls. You know, I mean, come on. We all know what the major bowls are, right?
Yeah, winning the Weed Eater Independence Bowl is not a major bowl, but yeah. New Year's 6, that's major bowl.
He put together the top 50 schools.
Can I, and maybe he doesn't answer this, but is there a difference between like current blue bloods and all-time blue bloods? Because I think there is.
This is his point. His point is, and this is all time.
Okay.
So he is saying, if you want to know who the real blue bloods are, this is my formula.
Okay.
So you may disagree with, sure. Like you could take out, I don't know, NFL draft picks if you wanted, or you could take out, but this is as comprehensive as it gets. Like we think of blue bloods. I mean, we all kind of can name blue bloods, but at the same time, you know, is USC really a blue blood definition?
So I was thinking more like Nebraska, because to me USC is 100% a blue blood.
Okay.
Nebraska, on the other hand,
I'm looking where they rank here.
Nebraska was the definition of a blue blood, but Nebraska has not been relevant, and I mean that they have not been relevant in 20 years.
So that will take this into account, because it's all time, right? So they're gonna, like, it will take into account. They haven't had a lot of AP ranked weeks recently, but they had decades of them before. So it all just gets tossed into the formula to kind of spit out a number.
So this is, by the way, USC, I got to double check this. Yeah, there they are. Okay. Anyway, I didn't see them at first and I was terrified.
Sure.
But they are on the list. Okay, so these teams have won. So there are, by his formula, 8 teams qualify as blue bloods. Because they have won 53% of all AP national championships and have been ranked during 70% of the entire AP poll era.
Okay.
So if you're talking bloodlines, he says, there are 8.
That makes sense. I would have said somewhere between 6 and 10. So are we guessing or are we coming back?
You are guessing.
Okay.
Because I know who they are.
Well, should we start guessing now, or are we breaking and coming back and guessing?
I want you to guess right now.
Okay. Well, Alabama's number one.
They are not.
They are not?
Nope.
We're at the hell out of town. Nope. Well, they should be, because this list is stupid if it's not Alabama. Find me someone.
Well, again, this is not a subjective list.
It is subjective.
It is not at all. It's actually weighted with 14 different very good factors. So some of these might surprise you, actually.
Alabama's number one, and otherwise this list is dumb.
They are third.
They're number one. Ohio State will be.
They are number one.
Okay. So, see, already this list is dumb. Because in what way, I'm guessing this is simply based on big bowl wins in All-Americans.
Well, there's also a massive gap in Alabama's history where they weren't very good.
That's not true.
I mean,
it's just not true. That's false. Bear Bryant was relevant all the way through the 80s. And then through the 80s.
But between Bear Bryant and Saban, they weren't great.
No, they weren't great, but they still won a national championship. Alabama has never had stretches for long periods where they have been irrelevant. And how many national championships does Ohio State have? I'm looking here. So they got 8. So that's a lot, right? They got 8 national championships. And
Claimed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's this whole thing about.
Yeah. Alabama has 18. I'm sorry. That's a stupid argument. It's just dumb.
Well, Alabama, they're third,
Alabama
and Ohio
has
State.
A ridiculous amount of everything. And 18. So any list that has a team that won 8, claimed, by the way, and the other one has 18. Sorry. So Ohio State.
They're one.
Alabama.
Three.
Notre Dame's probably there.
They are number two.
Oh, okay,
there you go. You've nailed the top three.
Boom, even though it's in dumb order. So, it's again, it should be Alabama. Who else will be on there?
Do you think it should be Alabama over Ohio State at all?
Oklahoma.
I was wondering if you thought that.
Oklahoma will be on there.
Number four.
Ooh, okay, we're going in line. Boy, I wonder, would Miami? Or am I getting a little too one-era biased?
16th.
16th. Yeah, that seemed like a bit of a stretch. Well, I would have said USC would be up there, but you kind of sounded like they were falling way
down.
No,
I just didn't see them on the list.
Okay.
They are number six.
Okay. So I'm missing five?
You're missing five, seven, and eight.
Five, seven, and eight.
That they claim are actual blue bloods.
God. Again, this is a team that it's been good recently, but I don't think the history is quite there. It's not LSU, right?
LSU, number 11.
Okay. Who am I missing? Oh, the winningest in Michigan.
Number five.
Michigan, and so I'm missing...
seven and eight.
I'm missing seven and eight.
So you got Ohio State, Notre Dame, Alabama, Oklahoma, Michigan, USC.
It's not going to be... I'll throw it out there, but I think they're... Is it Nebraska?
Yes, it is Nebraska.
Get the hell out of town.
They are number eight.
That one's kind of like, holy hell. Did I say Texas?
I don't think so. Are you saying Texas?
I'll say Texas.
Yes, that is number seven.
Okay.
So by this formula, those are the eight college football blue bloods of all time.
Does it tell you something, too, that it wasn't that hard to come up with?
I think the only one that would have thrown somebody off is Nebraska.
Nebraska. And that is true. I kind of just took a stab in the dark at that.
Well, if you're younger, you probably don't have the respect for them that...
No.
I mean, you and I were old enough to remember how awesome they were.
Well, see, that throws me because when I said Miami, if you would have asked me which one was... What were they? Were they six or seven?
Who?
Nebraska.
Eight.
Oh, they were eight. And I guess Miami, you said Miami was 16. If you would have asked me, one of those is eight, one of those was 16, I would have put Miami at eight and Nebraska at 16.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like... I mean, I just was thinking of kind of big national teams in my lifetime, and I would have had those. I would have had those flipped. Is Florida State?
They are at 17. Number nine is Penn State. Little better than I think many would think.
Boy, I wouldn't have put Penn State there either.
And 10 is Georgia. So those are your top 10.
Huh, okay.
Now, when we come back, I think it's interesting to look further down the list. Where are Oregon and Washington? Are there other Pac-12? Former Pac-12 schools on the list.
I want to know where one school ranks too. There's one that I'm interested in.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that. Okay. We'll get to that next. It's 416 on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, In the News is coming up next. We are going through a Blue Blood formula. Blue Blood score list from Kyle
Kazimierz.
What? I don't know. His name's Umlang. Kyle Umlang.
That was the first thing that came into my mind for whatever
but
reason.
I like Kyle Kazimierz.
Kazimierz is a great name.
Let's go with that.
Kyle Kazimierz. Okay, so a team's Blue Blood score is comprised of a mix of regular season achievements. Wins, weeks ranked number one, conference titles, bowl wins, major bowl wins, and national titles. You also have postseason awards, which is NCAA national awards, consensus and unanimous All-Americans, Heisman winners and runners-up, and then professional achievements, which are Hall of Famers, NFL draft picks, and first-round picks. Yep. He weighted them all differently. To your point about the Alabama-Ohio State thing, he did weigh championships times three. That is the most weighted. In other words, like that's the most important thing of his formula here. There are 14 factors, and he has spit out the top 50 college football blue bloods. This is all time. So you guessed the top eight: Ohio State 1, Notre Dame 2, Alabama 3, Oklahoma 4, Michigan, USC, Texas, and Nebraska.
Yeah.
Now, I also think it's interesting to look at where some other schools, like, for example, Oregon, mm-hmm. might rank.
Yeah.
Any guesses? Have you seen the list yet?
I have not pulled up the list.
Kyle Kazimierz list.
I looked up the most national championships.
And who? Alabama has the most. Has the second most?
Yale.
Well, okay, but... Look, I don't want to discredit Yale, but let's discredit Yale. Like, who of the modern Blue Bloods has the second most?
It's Michigan. I'm looking at the list. Based on the Blue Bloods they have, it doesn't say how many.
Again, some of this is screwy because it's claimed. So it's either Notre Dame or Michigan. But some of those are from, like, 1901.
What a dumb sport that we can't even agree on how many championships a team has.
Like, Michigan claims... 1901, 02, 03, 04, and then 1919, 1923, 1933. And then you get into some stuff that at least in the 40s, like it's reasonable. Michigan has two modern day national titles in 1997 and 2023. So like by that definition, I would tend to go with, I would say USC. USC has nine. And they have a couple in the 30s. They have 31 and 32, but then all of the other ones, 62, 67, 72, 74, 78, 03, 04. So, I mean, I tend to lean towards that. But Notre Dame has 13. And again, all that stuff was way, I mean, their last one was 1988. So, you know, it depends. But Alabama laps everybody as far as meaningful national championships.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear looking at the formula that the national championships aren't weighted enough.
Yeah.
So where do you think Oregon ranks?
So they don't have a national title. They only have one Heisman Trophy. They have won some other awards. I mean, they got a couple Outland Awards, and they've won a lot of games.
They've been ranked a lot of wins.
Yeah, yeah. We always see that, like, the last 20 years, most wins. Oregon's in the top five. I'm going to say they're Miami was 16th, right?
Miami was 16th, yes.
They're nowhere near Miami. So, and they don't have a lot of first round picks. I'm going to say Oregon's like 26th.
29th.
Okay.
They are sandwiched right in between the juggernaut Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets and West Virginia Mountaineers.
I would have put them like by Virginia Tech. When I think about Oregon, like if I would say historically, I'd say Virginia Tech. Where's Tech?
They are 33rd.
Okay.
So very close.
Ballpark,
close.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oregon, some other peers for Oregon. Colorado is 26.
Okay.
Stanford is 27. Ole Miss is 31. Minnesota, 32. They were good back in the day, though.
Minnesota has, when I was looking at the list of national titles, I think Minnesota has like 7.
Yeah. They used to be good.
Yeah, they got, they got 6. So, yeah, the Golden Gophers, man.
Now, does Washington rank higher or lower than Oregon?
Higher. Oregon, if Oregon is 29, Washington will be 23.
They are 19th.
Oh, okay.
Right in between Texas A&M and UCLA.
Ah, the mighty Shut Bruins.
Up. Yeah. Boy, Bruins rank 20th.
Boy, how the mighty have fallen.
How about that?
Oh, you know UW fans going to love that one, though. Right in the craw of Oregon.
Arizona State, 36. Cal, 40. Your BYU Cougars, 43.
BYU.
Did you mention who's just ahead of Oregon?
Can we also
besides Georgia Tech?
Stanford and Colorado?
Yes, yeah, Stanford and Colorado.
I did.
Okay. Well, Stanford's a little weird. Colorado won a Colorado was good. They won a national title, and Colorado had a two runs where they were quite good. They just fell on irrelevancy recently.
They're relevant, baby.
Oh, Utah, 46.
The Stanford one is weird because I don't know a lot about, like, because Elway, like, was there. They were bad. They were outside.
They were miserable for a lot of years.
Yeah, and Ty Willingham did a nice job there. They went to a couple Rose Bowls, and then Harbaugh and Shaw. Stanford's another one.
They have the 7th most college football Hall of Famers. Stanford does.
Yeah, they have a lot of good players. And I'm looking through their history.
Yeah, it's better than you think.
Yeah, they're pretty consistently ranked.
Huh. I would have had we been doing this list. I would have had Stanford much lower. I mean, and I'm saying they don't belong there. I would have guessed that they would have been much lower. I don't think of Stanford as a blue blood at all.
Oregon State not on the list.
And yes, to those that are getting ready to chime in, BYU does have the worst modern day national championship in history. We can fully admit that. Just don't tell BYU fan that they get
so
very,
you,
very.
You do have one.
We do. 1984. It's the worst national championship in modern history.
But you have one.
We have.
It's not even one that's claimed. Like it is yours.
It is ours.
You guys.
We were the only undefeated team. We beat, I think, a 6 or a 7 win team, Michigan team, in the Holiday Bowl. And they crowned BYU national champs. It would have been like, what was the year? Central Florida went undefeated. It'd be like if we gave credit to Central Florida for being national champs. Or Boise State the year they beat Oklahoma. It'd be something like that. It's not good, but hey, they have the trophy up, and it is what it is.
So of all of these schools listed here, you know, the top 18 all the way to Texas A&M, you would have guessed all of them. You know, Auburn, Florida, Tennessee, LSU, they're all in there.
Yeah.
But I think of the most surprising on this list, the blue blood score, Washington being 19 might surprise some people. Michigan State is 21.
Huh.
And Pitt is 24.
I'll tell you this about Pitt. I think they won a national title in the 70s. Am I wrong? Would you look that? They may have won one.
Checking.
But if they did not, if we are going on...
Have 9 claims.
9?
They have 9?
But there was one in 76, 1976.
Okay, yeah. They won 76, so I was right. I was like, God, I hope I'm not like out in
Wait,
left field.
Hold on. It says they have 9 claimed national titles and 8 unclaimed national titles.
What?
Like they're just not claiming them?
Well, 2, yeah.
What the hell? 1980 and 1981.
Like, those years, they're like, we probably were, but we just didn't check.
What does that even mean?
Well,
that's stupid.
Well, again, I think this was back in the day where you could just say that you were, like, Penn State had that one year with Paterno where they went undefeated and they weren't voted number one, and Penn State's like, no, we're national champs. Like, if you go undefeated, I think a lot of people just, or you have one loss and everyone else has one loss. I think back in the day, you just raised your hand and said, hey, we're number one, and then you bought rings and. You know, you moved on. I don't even know how that is possible. Yeah, unclaimed titles.
Kansas has a lot of unclaimed titles.
I guess. Can I just start?
Pitt also has like some of the sneakiest good NFL alumni and that's all
where
the
I,
time.
And that's where I was going with this.
Well, Marino and Dorsett.
Marino, Dorsett, Hugh Greene, Revis.
Fitzgerald.
Aaron Darnold, Fitzgerald.
Mike Ditka.
Mike Ditka, Tony Dorsett. I mean, it is like.
Cody Pickett.
You know, of course, the great Cody Pickett. Like they are.
Say Aaron Donald already?
Yeah. I mean, they have a, LeSean McCoy, they have a sneaky FU all-time team. And also apparently a sneaky FU 9 national championship.
So if they just claim the unclaimed ones, they'd have 17.
Why didn't Oregon try to claim some back in the day? Like 1912. Why not?
I'm trying to look up and see what you like. What year? Like
they were in the 30s. A lot
years,
of them were
the years
30s.
That they claimed national championships. Like what was the
what was the deal?
What's the deal?
What's the deal with that?
What?
There's blue blood talk for you. College football.
It's
I believe, because as I was looking through this list, I think like 1915, I think 7 teams claimed a national championship. Because when I was going through the list of like Harvard, Yale, Notre Dame, they're all like in that year, they all claimed the national championship.
All right, up next, it's time for In the News.
By the way, the coach of that national title team for Pitt, care to take a guess?
Pat Narduzzi.
Pop Warner.
The Pop Warner.
Pop Warner. They ran the old double wing.
That 1915 Pitt national title was disputed because 4 other publications thought Cornell had the best team. So, Cornell.
What a world.
What a world.
Can you imagine sports talk call in back then?
Well, I guess you know, over the radio, that's what it had to be.
Yeah see? Sure. Cornell's champions. See, I'll take your answer off the air.
Also, Minnesota and Oklahoma laid claims that year as well.
Told you.
Why not Oregon?
You have to ask somebody from back in 1915.
I feel like Oregon wasn't liberal enough with their claiming of titles.
It does seem a little.
You know?
No, because their rivalry with Oregon State goes back. It's one of the oldest in college football.
Yeah. Just claim them, man.
Yeah.
Who cares?
By the way, I'm still mildly confused. Like the year, I looked up the one of the 80 years, 81, that they claimed the national championship.
No, it was unclaimed.
Yeah, unclaimed, I guess. But they're saying, hey, national champions. They lost one game. But
wait. How can they say they're national champions when it's an unclaimed title?
Well, I think it's because they're doing it, but like no one else is giving them the credit for it.
So an unclaimed title means they've claimed it,
yeah,
but no one else will give them
credit. Yeah, they're like hey, this is...
We had the best team this year. No one else thinks so, but we are sure we did.
That's not confusing at all.
So they lost one game that year. And they lost to the national champion team, which was Penn State. And yet they say, and by the way.
Well, how can they just say that
they lost 48-14.
Then why do they claim this?
Because I think Penn State lost the bowl game, lost their bowl game, and Pitt didn't.
So then it was okay. So they value the, shockingly, they value the head-to-head loss less.
Penn State beat them 48-14.
Yeah, but that's not important.
That's
What's important is that Penn State went to lose their bowl game and Pitt didn't.
So
therefore, Pitt is the champ.
Apparently, no one else viewed it that way, but there you go. Hot claiming national championships.
All right, that's hot college football blue blood talk on the Fan. Let's go.
It's Division One.
Let's go. In the news is next. I have mermaid news to kick it off. It is 4:32. Here's Buck. All right, still to come, the Hot 5 at 5. Who will be the best paid athletes in 2024 and the last team to move to a Power 5 league and win it in their first year? Right now, though, it is July 25th, 2024. It's time for In the News. I'm your Notre Dame newsman. Hello, thank you. Thank you so much. ITN today is brought to you by The Advocates. You need more than a lawyer. You deserve an advocate. Advocates Law. .com.
Catchy.
Today is National Wine and Cheese Day or National Chili Dog Day. Which would you prefer?
Wine and cheese.
I mean, that's not even close.
No, the chili dog is...
It's not even mid. It's awful.
Yeah.
It's kind of heinous.
It's heinous. That's right. That's a great word for
very
it.
Very rarely. Now, I will say...
And I like chili, and I like hot dogs.
Yes.
But...
Well, I don't really know why we like hot dogs. Hot dogs are pretty gross, but they're... I mean, They taste okay.
Yeah.
I just don't really understand why it's a thing. Maybe it's just because kids.
Well, but like you get into some of like the Italian sausages and whatnot. And,
well, that's
you
know, different.
Like cheddar brats.
And, that's different. I'm talking about just a hot dog.
Yeah, the plain old hot dog.
Yeah. I mean, that's it's gross.
Costco hot dog rules.
Yeah, I will say that there is something to the Costco hot dog. It's better than Buck's $7 shorts.
Ooh, I have breaking news front.
Yeah, we do.
Would you like some breaking news?
Buck found the last pair of Glacier sport shorts.
So yesterday we were talking about Buck's $6.99 Costco shorts.
Which apparently he's just over the moon about.
He got a text from his wife who is today shopping at Costco and has picked him up a new pair of $6 Costco shorts.
God. You shaved a buck off that.
And these indeed are.
No, same price. They're both $6.99.
Oh, I thought you said $6.
Well, I called the other ones my $7 shorts because $6.99 is $7. Right.
But
I
these mean, go to $11.
I asked, my first question was, are they the Glacier Performance shorts? The ones that I love so much from 2 days ago.
And she said?
She sent a picture back. They are not. They are, in fact, the brand that Souk guessed, Hang 10.
Yes! You got some Hang 10 shorts,
but you still sweet bastards. I can't wait for you to slide those bad boys on. Maybe head to Ross and pick up a tank top, and you've got your summer set.
They are the Hang 10 Hybrid Walk Short. Charcoal gray.
The walk short, as opposed to...
I won't be running in these bad boys.
Was there a quarter zip purchased with those bad boys to go along with it?
Not that I'm aware of, but there could be.
Dude, I hope so.
Your life's looking up, man. That's great.
Everything is turning up Buck right
Some
now.
Some Hang 10s. You know, Buck has two pair of shorts in his wardrobe for a grand total of $14, dude.
$13.98.
That is, oh yeah, no tax, nor. That's tasty, Buck.
Yeah, that's right.
That's tasty right there.
I mean, come on.
For the cost of my lunch today, you two quality pairs of walking shorts.
Do you want to make waves this weekend, Jace?
Am I wearing Hang 10 shorts while I'm making them?
Well, that's up to you.
If so, the answer is yes.
We have the Portlandia Mermaid Parade.
Huh?
That is this weekend.
That's a thing?
Yes.
What do you do during the Mermaid Parade? Do we have...
Is it a parade on the river?
Yeah, it's right down there on Waterfront Park, and it will be Saturday. And it does culminate in a splash into the mighty Willamette River at Poets Beach.
So we just splash around in the poo?
Yeah. The event is hosted by Una the Mermaid, who will kick off the festivities at noon with an opening ceremony at the Japanese American Historical Plaza.
Should we know her? Is she a famous mermaid? Una?
Yeah, I feel like when you said Una the Mermaid, that's like the No Drama Llama. Is that like a local celebrity?
It's like Darcel?
The Unipiper?
I don't really know. I mean, I'm looking at pictures of her. She doesn't look familiar, but she is a mermaid.
Now... What kind of...
She has shells on her breasts.
I was going to say, what kind of up tops are we dealing with? We got the shell, you know?
The shells. Okay. You know. Right, some people wear just, you know, like, what do you call it, though? Like,
it looks like it's from a cartoon Disney series, Una the Mermaid.
Oh.
It's like not a... I mean, someone will be dressed up as her, but it's like saying Cinderella.
Oh, it's not
there.
Her.
I don't think it's a human as much as it's a character.
What a ripoff.
Una the Mermaid? I always thought the mermaid was Ariel.
Different like mermaid series.
Like There's that. A lot of different mermaids.
I like that fish half myself. That's just me.
Past events have attracted anywhere from 100 to 800 water nymphs and allies.
Hey.
What?
just made me think it was a Napoleon Dynamite. He talks about he summons all the local wizards and their allies. Our promotions goddess was Ariel, the Little Mermaid at Disneyland back in the day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I remember she said that.
Yeah. Maybe she will be one of the water nymphs and or allies.
Well, Una says they're crossing their tail fins for a great turnout as the forecast for this weekend looks mighty good.
I see right here, Portland Monthly back in 2017 had Una the Mermaid is Portland's most magical sea nymph. So she has been written about. That is a very extravagant costume.
The opening ceremony will include the coronation of this year's Majesty of the Waters and a ritual dance and circle ceremony honoring the elements of water.
The circle ceremony. Got a good idea what's going on there.
Also,
hey, you guys want to get together for a circle ceremony?
Also, participants can make wishes into seashells, which the mermaids will toss into the river at Poets Beach to send to mermaids in the ocean to come true. Boy.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Can you imagine getting that tied up in
a waste of time?
Mermaids.
What if this is the event of your summer?
Well, for some people it is.
It's going to be. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Can we put the, like, how many people are showing up at this thing?
Well, like I said, they said anywhere from 100 to 800, but they expect better because of the forecast this year.
They said 100 to 800. I'm saying 75.
I bet there's more than that. Go down there. I dare you.
112.
Oh, by the way, it turns out before,
starts at noon on Saturday.
Before Una was a mermaid, she was a pirate.
Ooh.
Pirate to mermaid, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, she was a reenactor at Renaissance fairs, and she was a pirate, but she decided that she had had enough of that life. So she claims that she dove off the ship into the sea and is now a professional mermaid. She's on the fairy festival circuit, which is a thing, and she goes to lagoon parties. And you can rent her out.
What?
Whoa, hey. Sorry. No.
Whoa.
No. Well, I don't know, maybe. You can rent her mermaid services.
Whoa. What does that mean?
I think if you want to have a party and, like, you have a pool, I think you can pay her and she shows up and mermaids. I'm reading here. I'm reading an article
about
it.
How does she walk in that thing?
I don't think you do.
Well, then how do you... Does somebody carry her?
Yeah. Yeah. You,
really?
Yeah, and then you plop her in the water and then you mermaid around.
Well, I hope to see you there.
She works in education, by the way, and restorative justice. She works in a prison.
Restorative justice?
It says in here, when not mermaiding...
That's such a Portland term. What does that mean?
Luna works in education and
Well, it's justice that restores.
Justice at a prison. So, boy, I wonder what the inmates think when she shows up as Una the Mermaid. I'm guessing she probably doesn't wear the tail at the prison.
I bet Una the Mermaid's popular there.
Something tells me she is.
Yeah, she's Hawaiian.
Former Westview head football coach Jamal Jones appeared in Yamhill County Court on Wednesday after being accused of slapping dozens of players while they were sleeping at a football camp.
Yeah, we covered that story. My man started waking kids up by yelling at them and smacking them in the middle of the night.
He's 32. He turned himself into police. He was arrested. He has 12 counts of harassment.
Yeah. Can't do that.
Which is defined as an act meant to unlawfully and intentionally harass or annoy. 12 football players said the incidents happened at a multi-school summer football camp at Linfield University. One mother to one of the players said misdemeanor harassment charges are not enough. She said, that S he did, it deserves assault charges. He assaulted the children. They were assaulted. Minors were assaulted. It wasn't harassment. It wasn't annoyed. It was physical.
Yeah, you can't slap kids. As much as you want to slap kids, and I know we all want to slap kids, can't slap kids.
And they were all asleep. It wasn't like you slapped them because they screwed up a play. Yeah, like, they're in their bunks.
Here's the other one. Under no circumstance should you approach a child that is not yours in their bed.
Correct.
There is no... they were on fire. You put that out from a distance. Do not, under any circumstances...
I don't even think you go in the room.
Also, dude wore a bow tie to court. Looks like he's going to a wedding reception.
Like, you just... I don't know. The bow tie's a classy look. Ask Tucker Carlson. Do not. You're right. I'm making an amendment. Do not go into a child's room that is not your own. Under no circumstances. They're like, hey.
Ever.
They're like, hey, I want to show you something in my room. Nope. You bring it out here. Not going in.
Not allowed.
No.
Restraining order.
Yeah. Not. Just say no. So somehow in the middle of the night, he thought it was a great idea to climb on children's beds and then smack them.
In a statement to police, Jones said he was tapping kids on the face to lighten the mood because he and assistant coaches had to get them tough during
what
practice.
What a spin job.
He also describes his actions as joking.
Ha ha ha. Hey, it's 1 a.m. I'm going to jump on top of you and slap you.
No, he said tap. All right.
Oh.
I think he's a cop, too.
Was he?
Yeah,
I think that's
anymore.
Right.
Yeah, can't.
He is on administrative. Oh, you're right. He's on administrative leave from the Hillsborough Police Department, and he is no longer with the Beaverton School District.
So,
players did take videos that show him physically pinning a player with his knees, slapping him across the face while laughing. That footage has yet to be released.
Yeah, don't.
But it is being shown in court.
Yeah, don't do that. Again, stay for the record. When it's not your child, at no point should the phrase pinned a child against the ground with your knees. That's not good.
And none of this is reactive. He thought all this stuff up and thought it was a good idea.
Because when you're pinning a kid down with your knees, you know what's in their face? Yeah, don't do that. No.
The fearsome war over booze ads.
Oh.
Coming up next.
Are they still doing booze ads?
Who's they? What do you mean?
Oh, big booze. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the last time I saw.
Well, this is a local story, but okay. Yes, they are. There is a fight about this.
Okay.
And we will get to that next. It is 4:50 on the Fan. Right or wrong. All right, this is in the news for July 25th, 2024. We have time for one more story for you.
I'm still reading about Una the Mermaid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I thought you were reading about Trinity Rodman.
No. I'm knee-deep into Una, by the way, the mermaid right now.
Trinity, she single?
I think she's... I thought she was with someone. I thought she had a high profile. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. This says Chris Kuzemka?
Okay.
Kevin Kazemeka?
Kazemeraz? Is that that guy?
Kazemeraz!
God, that guy is everywhere. But I just wanted you to know that on top of being into restorative justice, she's also into water justice.
Aren't we all?
Apparently not enough. She's a water priestess and a mermaid oracle, and she's big into water justice.
Water priestess?
And mermaid oracle. I mean, hello. I don't think you're taking Una the Mermaid very seriously.
I'm over her.
Not
me. I've moved on to Trinity.
She's cute.
She is.
She's very young.
How old?
22.
I mean, you know.
No. That's not okay.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not. How old are you?
I'm only 49.
Yeah, that's not okay. That's enough.
It would be if I had $1 billion.
That is true.
She's a Coug, Washington State.
Yeah, she's a Coug. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She went to. Does Dennis Rodman like a Coug donor?
I don't think they have a relationship.
They do not.
No way.
She's made that very clear.
What?
Well, her name started popping up in the women's soccer scene, and everyone's like, oh, that'd be so cool to go talk to her about her dad. And people showed up to talk to her about her dad, and she's like, yeah, I'm not talking about my dad. Yeah, we don't have a relationship.
Yeah. I don't.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, that North Korea thing.
Dennis, oh, that's why?
Dennis is an interesting guy. No, I think there's a lot of things. Just saying.
The Oregon Health Authority has scrapped plans to continue showing anti-alcohol advertising on Oregonians' televisions this summer.
What?
This after a similar ad was criticized by the alcohol industry. Look at this fight.
I'm ready. Let's duke it out.
Dr. Timothy No is the head of OHA's Center for Prevention and Health Promotion. He delivered the news to a meeting of a subcommittee on the state's Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission yesterday.
I didn't know there was one of those. We have to protect the kids? Is that what we're doing?
Well, they're all just a bunch of biting the asses.
Won't someone think of the children?
Yeah, they... So OHA remains committed to the Rethink the Drink brand. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen those ads.
No.
They are continuing to run those online on social media and such. But they want to wait to see the effects of its prior campaign before moving forward on television. And there's talk of pivoting to an LGBTQ+ campaign for TV.
What?
Which I don't know.
I'm confused. So
I don't know, dude.
We're not going to run liquor ads anymore, but now we're going to run ads for
anti-liquor ads.
Oh, we're going to run anti-liquor ads involving the LGBT.
No, the Oregon Health Authority is anti-alcohol. They run a Rethink the Drink campaign. But because the alcohol community got so outraged by their stupid ads, they are saying we're not going to run those this year. Yeah. We may pivot to an LGBTQ+ campaign.
But what are they campaigning for?
LGBTQ+.
The ads are just like, what, they're just like, being gay is great? Is that the whole, like...
Hey, you're gay. You don't need to drink.
Not just gay.
Like, what? Gay and sober.
Lesbian, gay, yes. Bi, trans, queer,
So that's what I'm asking. Is it going to be, hey, if you're part of that community, don't drink? Or is the ad just going to be like, hey, you're part of this community, kick ass?
I think the latter.
The latter? Wow.
Yeah, why would they just focus on...
I don't know. I didn't know there was ads for... I don't even know what you could... Isn't there an easier way to incorporate everyone from that group without saying LGBTQ+?
It does seem like a strange pivot.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, still to come, the Hot 5 at 5. Who will be the best paid athletes in 2024 and the last team to move to a Power 5 league and win it in their first year? Right now, though, it is July 25th, 2024. It's time for In the News. I'm your Notre Newsman. Hello, thank you. Thank you so much. ITN today is brought to you by The Advocates. You need more than a lawyer. You deserve an advocate. Advocates Law. .com.
Catchy.
Today is National Wine and Cheese Day or National Chili Dog Day. Which would you prefer?
Wine and cheese.
I mean, that's not even close.
No, the chili dog is...
It's not even mid. It's awful.
Yeah.
It's kind of heinous.
It's heinous. That's right. That's a great word for
very
it.
Very rarely. Now, I will say...
And I like chili, and I like hot dogs.
Yes.
Yeah. But...
Well, I don't really know why we like hot dogs. Hot dogs are pretty gross, but they're... I mean, they taste okay.
Yeah.
I just don't really understand why it's a thing. Maybe it's just because kids.
Well, but like you get into some of like the Italian sausages and whatnot. And,
well, that's different.
Like cheddar brats. And,
that's different. I'm talking about just a hot dog.
Yeah, the plain old hot dog.
Yeah. I mean, it's gross.
Costco hot dog rules.
Yeah, I will say that there is something to the Costco hot dog. It's better than Buck's $7 shorts.
Ooh, I have breaking news on that front.
Yeah, we do.
Would you like some breaking news?
Buck found the last pair of Glacier sport shorts.
So yesterday we were talking about Buck's $6.99 Costco shorts.
Which apparently he's just over the moon about.
He got a text from his wife who is today shopping at Costco and has picked him up a new pair of $6 Costco shorts.
You shaved a buck off that.
And these indeed are.
No, same price. They're both $6.99.
Oh, I thought you said $6.
Well, I called the other ones my $7 shorts because $6.99 is $7. Right.
But these go to $11.
I asked, my first question was, are they the Glacier Performance shorts? The ones that I love so much from 2 days ago.
And she said?
She sent a picture back. They are not. They are, in fact, the brand that Souk guessed. Yeah. Hang 10.
Yes. Yes.
You got some Hang 10 shorts,
bud. You still sweet bastards. I can't wait for you to slide those bad boys on. Maybe head to Ross and pick up a tank top, and you've got your summer set.
They are the Hang 10 Hybrid Walk Short. Charcoal gray.
The walk short, as opposed to...
I won't be running in these bad boys.
Was there a quarter zip purchased with those bad boys to go along with it?
Not that I'm aware of, but there could be.
Dude, I hope so.
Your life's looking up, man. That's great.
Everything is turning up Buck right
Some
now.
Some Hang tens. You know, Buck has two pair of shorts in his wardrobe for a grand total of $14, dude.
$13.98.
That is, oh yeah, no tax. Nor that's tasty, Buck.
Yeah, that's right.
That's tasty right there.
I mean, come on.
For the cost of my lunch today, you two quality pairs of walking shorts.
Do you want to make waves this weekend, Jace?
Am I wearing Hang 10 shorts while I'm making them?
Well, that's up to you.
If so, the answer is yes.
We have the Portlandia Mermaid Parade.
Huh?
That is this weekend.
That's a thing?
Yes.
What do you do during the mermaid parade? Do we have... Is it
a parade on the river?
Yeah, it's right down there on Waterfront Park, and it will be Saturday. And it does culminate in a splash into the mighty Willamette River at Poets Beach.
So we just splash around in the poo?
Yeah. The event is hosted by Una the Mermaid, who will kick off the festivities at noon with an opening ceremony at the Japanese American Historical Plaza.
Should we know her? Is she a famous mermaid? Una?
Yeah, I feel like when you said Una the Mermaid, that's like the No Drama Llama. Is that like a local celebrity?
It's like Darcel?
The Unipiper?
I don't really know. I mean, I'm looking at pictures of her. She doesn't look familiar, but she is a mermaid.
Now... What kind of...
She has shells on her breasts.
I was going to say, what kind of up tops are we dealing with? We got the shell,
Yeah, the shells. Okay. Know. Right, some people wear just, you know, like... What do you call it, though? Like,
oh, it looks like it's from a cartoon Disney series, Una the Mermaid.
Oh.
It's like not a... I mean, someone will be dressed up as her, but it's like saying Cinderella.
Oh,
would
it's not
there.
Her.
I don't think it's a human as much as it's a character.
What a ripoff.
Una the Mermaid? I always thought the mermaid was Ariel.
Different like mermaid
that.
Series.
Like There's that. A lot of different mermaids.
I like that fish half myself. That's just me.
Past events have attracted anywhere from 100 to 800 water nymphs and allies.
Hey.
What?
just made me think it was a Napoleon Dynamite. He talks about he summons all the local wizards and their allies. Our promotions goddess was Ariel, the Little Mermaid at Disneyland back in the day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I remember she said that.
Yeah. Maybe she will be one of the water nymphs and or allies.
Well, Una says they're crossing their tail fins for a great turnout as the forecast for this weekend looks mighty good.
I see right here, Portland Monthly back in 2017 had Una the Mermaid is Portland's most magical sea nymph. So she has been written about. That is a very extravagant costume.
The opening ceremony will include the coronation of this year's Majesty of the Waters and a ritual dance and circle ceremony honoring the elements of water.
The circle ceremony. Got a good idea what's going on there.
Also,
hey, guys, want to get together for a circle ceremony?
Also, participants can make wishes into seashells, which the mermaids will toss into the river at Poets Beach to send to mermaids in the ocean to come true. Boy.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Can you imagine getting that...
What?
Tied up in
a waste of time.
Mermaids.
What if this is the event of your summer?
Well, for some people it is.
It's gonna be. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Can we put the like how many people are showing up at this thing?
Well, like I said, they said anywhere from 100 to 800, but they expect better because of the forecast this year.
They said 100 to 800. I'm saying 75.
I bet there's more than that. Go down there. I dare you.
112.
Oh, by the way, it turns out before...
Starts at noon on Saturday.
Before Una was a mermaid, she was a pirate.
Ooh.
Pirate to mermaid, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, she was a reenactor at Renaissance fairs, and she was a pirate, but she decided that she had had enough of that life. So she claims that she dove off the ship into the sea and is now a professional mermaid. She's on the fairy festival circuit, which is a thing, and she goes to lagoon parties. And you can rent her out.
What?
Whoa, hey. Sorry. No.
Whoa.
No. Well, I don't know, maybe. You can rent her mermaid services.
Whoa. What does that mean?
I think if you want to have a party and like you have a pool, I think you can pay her and she shows up and mermaids. I'm reading here. I'm reading an article
about
it.
How does she walk in that thing?
I don't think you do.
Well, then how do you... Does somebody carry her?
Yeah. Yeah. You,
really?
Yeah. And then you plop her in the water and then you mermaid around.
Well, I hope to see you there.
She works in education, by the way, and restorative justice. She works in a prison.
Restorative justice?
It says in here, when not mermaiding...
That's such a Portland term. What does that mean?
Una works in education and
Well, it's justice that restores.
Justice out of prison. So, boy, I wonder what the inmates think when she shows up as Una the Mermaid. I'm guessing she probably doesn't wear the tail at the prison.
I bet Una the Mermaid's popular there.
Something tells me she is.
Yeah, she's Hawaiian.
Former Westview head football coach Jamal Jones appeared in Yamhill County Court on Wednesday after being accused of slapping dozens of players while they were sleeping at a football camp.
Yeah, we covered that story. My man started waking kids up by yelling at them and smacking them in the middle of the night.
He's 32. He turned himself into police. He was arrested. He has 12 counts of harassment.
Yeah. Can't do that.
Which is defined as an act meant to unlawfully and intentionally harass or annoy. 12 football players said the incidents happened at a multi-school summer football camp at Linfield University. One mother to one of the players said misdemeanor harassment charges are not enough. She said, that S he did, it deserves assault charges. He assaulted the children. They were assaulted. Minors were assaulted. It wasn't harassment. It wasn't annoyed. It was physical.
Yeah, you can't slap kids. As much as you want to slap kids, and I know we all want to slap kids, can't slap kids.
And they were all asleep. It wasn't like you slapped them because they screwed up a play. They're in their bunks.
Here's the other one. Under no circumstance should you approach a child that is not yours in their bed.
Correct.
There is no... they were on fire. You put that out from a distance. Do not, under any circumstances...
I don't even think you go in the room.
Also, dude wore a bow tie to court. Looks like he's going to a wedding reception.
Like, you just... I don't know. The bow tie's a classy look. Ask Tucker Carlson. Do not. You're right. I'm making an amendment. Do not go into a child's room that is not your own. Under no circumstances. They're like, hey.
Ever.
They're like, hey, I want to show you something in my room. Nope. Bring it out here. Not going in.
Not allowed.
No.
Restraining order.
Yeah, not. Just say no. So somehow in the middle of the night, he thought it was a great idea to climb on children's beds and then smack them.
In a statement to police, Jones said he was tapping kids on the face to lighten the mood because he and assistant coaches had to get them tough during
what
practice.
What a spin job.
He also describes his actions as joking.
Ha ha ha. Hey, it's 1 a.m. I'm going to jump on top of you and slap you.
No, he said tap. All right.
Oh.
I think he's a cop, too.
Was he?
Yeah,
I think that's right.
He is on administrative. Oh, you're right. He's on administrative leave from the Hillsborough Police Department, and he is no longer with the Beaverton School District.
So, players
did take videos that show him physically pinning a player with his knees, slapping him across the face while laughing. That footage has yet to be released.
Yeah, don't.
But it is being shown in court.
Yeah, don't do that. Again, stay for the record. When it's not your child, at no point should the phrase pinned a child against the ground with your knees. That's not good.
And none of this is reactive. He thought all this stuff up and thought it was a good idea.
Because when you're pinning a kid down with your knees, you know what's in their face? Yeah, don't do that. No.
The fearsome war over booze ads.
Oh.
Coming up next.
Are they still doing booze ads?
Who's they? What do you mean?
Oh, big booze. I'm trying to think of the last time I saw.
Well, this is a local story, but okay. Yes, they are. There is a fight about this.
Okay.
And we will get to that next. It is 4:50 on The Fan. Right or wrong. All right, this is In the News for July 25th, 2024. We have time for one more story for you.
I'm still reading about Una the Mermaid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I thought you were reading about Trinity Rodman.
No. I'm knee-deep into Una the Mermaid right now.
Trinity, she single?
I think she's... I thought she was with someone. I thought she had a high-profile... I don't know.
Oh, yeah. This says Chris Kuzemka?
Okay.
Kevin Kazemeka?
Kazemeras? Is that guy?
Kazemeras?
God, that guy is everywhere. But I just wanted you to know that on top of being into restorative justice, she's also into water justice.
Aren't we all?
Apparently not enough. She's a water priestess and a mermaid oracle, and she's big into water justice.
Water priestess?
And mermaid oracle. I mean, hello. I don't think you're taking Una the mermaid very seriously.
I'm over her.
Not
me. Moved on to Trinity.
She's cute.
She is.
She's very young.
How old?
22.
I mean, you know.
No.
No?
No, that's not okay.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not. How old are you?
I'm only 49.
Yeah, that's not okay. That's
enough. It would be if I had $1 billion.
That is true.
She's a Coug, Washington State.
Yeah, she's a Coug. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She went to. Does Dennis Rodman like a Coug donor?
I don't think they have a relationship.
They do not.
No way.
She's made that very clear.
What?
Well, her name started popping up in the women's soccer scene, and everyone's like, oh, that'd be so cool to go talk to her about her dad. And people showed up to talk to her about her dad, and she's like, yeah, I'm not talking about my dad.
Yeah,
we don't have a relationship.
Yeah. I don't.
Gee, I wonder why.
And that North Korea thing.
Dennis, oh, that's why?
Dennis is an interesting guy. No, I think there's a lot of things. Just saying.
The Oregon Health Authority has scrapped plans to continue showing anti-alcohol advertising on Oregonians' televisions this summer.
What?
This after a similar ad was criticized by the alcohol industry. Look at this fight.
I'm ready. Let's duke it out.
Dr. Timothy No is the head of OHA's Center for Prevention and Health Promotion. He delivered the news to a meeting of a subcommittee on the state's Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission yesterday.
I didn't know there was one of those. We have to protect the kids? Is that what we're doing?
Well, they're all just a bunch of biting the asses.
Won't someone think of the children?
Yeah, they... So OHA remains committed to the Rethink the Drink brand. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen those ads.
No.
They are continuing to run those online on social media and such. Mm-hmm. But they want to wait to see the effects of its prior campaign before moving forward on television. And there's talk of pivoting to an LGBTQ+ campaign for TV.
What?
Which
I'm confused. So
I don't know, dude.
We're not going to run liquor ads anymore, but now we're going to run ads for
anti-liquor ads.
Oh, we're going to run anti-liquor ads involving the LGBT.
No, the Oregon Health Authority is anti-alcohol. Rethink the Drink campaign. Yeah. But because the alcohol community got so outraged by their stupid ads, they are saying we're not going to run those this year. Yeah. We may pivot to an LGBTQ+ campaign.
But what are they campaigning for?
LGBTQ+.
The ads are just like, being gay is great? Is that the whole,
You're gay. You don't need to drink.
Not just gay.
Like, what? Gay and sober.
Lesbian, gay, yes. Bi, trans, queer,
So that's what I'm asking. Is it going to be, hey, if you're part of that community, don't drink? Or is the ad just going to be like, hey, you're part of this community, kick ass?
I think the latter.
The latter? Wow.
Yeah, why would they just focus on...
I don't know. I didn't know there was ads for... I don't even know what you could... Isn't there an easier way to incorporate everyone from that group without saying LGBTQ+?
It does seem like a strange pivot.
Right?
I can't tell you what they're thinking. All I can do is report.
I would love to know, though.
I just want the commercial. I want the commercial because, let's be honest, the gays look like they have a lot of fun.
And the lesbians.
And
the bis. And the trans.
I'm just trying to make
queers.
They all look like they're having a grand old time. I was at Departure once on gay night.
I'm gay.
It's like
gay.
The funnest night of my life. Those guys are awesome. They're having a grand old time.
They're not all guys.
Well, they were at this one. So I'm just saying. So like that's the ad. It's just like a bunch of everyone. They're all just having a big party. And then it's like, yeah, that's the ad.
Yeah.
Seems like an odd ad.
I mean, I don't know. Well, that last year during holiday football games, they ran a 60-second spot in which a father struggled and ultimately failed to explain to his young daughter why he drinks.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember that?
I do remember that ad.
Well, the alcohol industry was irate.
Yeah.
And apparently, a flurry of sternly worded letters ended up on the desk of Governor Tina Kotek.
Oh.
One from the Oregon Beverage Association.
Don't mess with that.
Yeah, called it neo-propositionist agendas.
God, I hate neo-propositionist or propositionist agendas.
Escalating quickly.
I don't like this at all.
So this is a victory for the alcohol industry in its bitter fight.
Sounds like restorative justice is what it sounds like.
It does.
Like.
If only we had some water justice, this would be
Is it not perfect. Neo-restorative justice?
Ah, yeah, it is.
Yes. Let's be fair.
Plus?
Let's be fair about, yes. Neo-restorative plus.
Justice?
Justice, yes.
But only if it's restorative.
I do remember seeing that stupid ad and just wanting the dad to be like, because it makes me feel awesome and makes me forget about your terrible mother. Yes, I want that ad. Daddy, why do you drink? Because your mommy won't stop spending money and daddy needs to feel good about himself. I'll be in the corner for a while. I want some honesty in the ads. Come on. It's the only way I wake up every day and not want to put my head in the oven, honey.
Consuming this during a football game makes me feel like I'm in college again and is a brief escape from this life temporarily.
Yes. That needs to be the ad. And then it just rolls across like Jameson. Just boom. Someone give me that honest ad.
In the News has been brought to you by The Advocates. You need more than a lawyer. You deserve an advocate. AdvocatesLaw.com. That's in the news for July 25th, 2024. Coming up next, the Hot 5 at 5, the top 5 sports stories of the day. Dan Lanning taking some shots, clapping back at Big Ten Media Day. We'll get to that when we return on 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, this is in the news for July 25th, 2024. We have time for one more story for you.
I'm still reading about Una the Mermaid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I thought you were reading about Trinity Rodman.
No, no, no. I'm knee-deep into Una,
by the way,
the mermaid right now.
Trinity, she single?
I think she's... I thought she was with someone. thought she had a high profile. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. This says Chris Kuzemka.
Okay.
Kevin Kazemeka?
Kazemeraz? Is that that guy?
Kazemeraz.
God, that guy is everywhere. But I just wanted you to know that on top of being into restorative justice, she's also into water justice.
Aren't we all?
Apparently not enough. She's a water priestess and a mermaid oracle, and she's big into water justice.
Water priestess?
And mermaid oracle. I mean, hello. I don't think you're taking Una the Mermaid very seriously.
I'm over her.
Not
I've
me.
Moved on to Trinity.
She's cute.
She is.
She's very young.
How old?
22.
I mean, you know.
No.
No?
No, that's not okay.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not. How old are you?
I'm only 49.
Yeah, that's not okay. That's enough.
It would be if I had $1 billion.
That is true.
She's a coug, Washington State.
Yeah, she's a coug.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She went to. Does Dennis Rodman like a coug donor?
I don't think they have a relationship.
They do not.
No way.
She's made that very clear.
What?
Well, her name started popping up in the women's soccer scene, and everyone's like, oh, that'd be so cool to go talk to her about her dad. And people showed up to talk to her about her dad, and she's like, yeah, I'm not talking about my dad.
Yeah,
we don't have a relationship.
Yeah. I don't.
Gee, I wonder why.
And that North Korea thing.
Dennis, oh, that's why?
Dennis is an interesting guy. No, I think there's a lot of things. Just saying.
The Oregon Health Authority has scrapped plans to continue showing anti-alcohol advertising on Oregonians' televisions this summer.
What?
This after a similar ad was criticized by the alcohol industry. Look at this fight.
I'm ready. Let's duke it out.
Dr. Timothy No is the head of OHA's Center for Prevention and Health Promotion. He delivered the news to a meeting of a subcommittee on the state's Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission yesterday.
I didn't know there was one of those. We have to protect the kids? Is that what we're doing?
Well, they're all just a bunch of biting the asses.
Won't someone think of the children?
Yeah, they... So OHA remains committed to the Rethink the Drink brand. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen those ads.
No.
They are continuing to run those online on social media and such. But they want to wait to see the effects of its prior campaign before moving forward on television. And there's talk of pivoting to an LGBTQ plus campaign for TV.
What?
Which
I don't know. I'm confused. So
I don't know, dude.
We're not going to run liquor ads anymore, but now we're going to run ads for
anti-liquor ads.
Oh, we're going to run anti-liquor ads involving the LGBT.
No, the Oregon Health Authority is anti-alcohol. They run a Rethink the Drink campaign. But because the alcohol community got so outraged by their stupid ads, they are saying we're not going to run those this year. Yeah. We may pivot to an LGBTQ plus campaign.
But what are they campaigning for?
LGBTQ plus.
The ads are just like, what, they're just like, being gay is great? Is that the whole, like...
Hey, you're gay. You don't need to drink.
Not just gay.
Like, what? Gay and sober.
Lesbian, gay, yes. Bi, trans, queer,
so
plus.
That's what I'm asking. Is it going to be, hey, if you're part of that community, don't drink? Or is the ad just going to be like, hey, you're part of this community, kick ass?
I think the latter.
The latter? Wow.
Yeah, why would they just focus on...
I don't know. I didn't know we had... I didn't know there was ads for... I don't even know what you could... What is there? Isn't there an easier way to incorporate everyone from that group without saying LGBTQ plus?
It does seem like a strange pivot,
right?
It's can't tell you what they're thinking. All I can do is report.
I would love to know, though.
I just want the commercial. I want the commercial because let's be honest, the gays look like they have a lot of fun. Like,
and the lesbians,
and
the bis, and the trans.
I'm just trying
and
to
the
make
queers.
It. I'm all. They look like they're having a grand old time. I was at Departure once on gay night.
I'm gay.
It's like the funnest night of my life. Those guys are awesome. They're having a grand old time.
They're not all guys.
Well, they were at this one. So I'm just saying, so like that's the ad. It's just like a bunch of everyone. They're all just having a big party. And then it's like, yeah, that's the ad?
Yeah.
Seems like an odd ad.
I mean, I don't know. Well, that last year during holiday football games, they ran a 60-second spot in which a father struggled and ultimately failed to explain to his young daughter why he drinks.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember that?
I do remember that ad.
Well, the alcohol industry was irate.
Yeah.
And apparently a flurry of sternly worded letters ended up on the desk of Governor Tina Kotek.
Oh.
One from the Oregon Beverage Association.
Don't mess with that.
Yeah, called it neo-propositionist agendas.
God, I hate propositionist agendas.
Escalating quickly.
I don't like this at all.
So this is a victory for the alcohol industry in its bitter fight.
Sounds like restorative justice is what it sounds like.
It does. If only we had some water justice, this would be
Is it not perfect. Neo-restorative justice?
Ah, yeah, that is.
Yes. Let's be fair.
Plus?
Let's be fair about, yes. Near restorative plus.
Justice.
Justice. Yes.
But only if it's restorative.
I do remember seeing that stupid ad and just wanting the dad to be like, because it makes me feel awesome and makes me forget about your terrible mother. Yes, I want that ad. Daddy, why do you drink? Because your mommy won't stop spending money and daddy needs to feel good about himself. Be in the corner for a while. I want some honesty in the ads. Come on. It's the only way I wake up every day and not want to put my head in the oven, honey.
Consuming this during a football game makes me feel like I'm in college again and is a brief escape from this life temporarily.
Yes. That needs to be the ad. And then it just rolls across like Jameson. Just boom. Someone give me that honest ad.
In the News has been brought to you by The Advocates. You need more than a lawyer. You deserve an advocate. AdvocatesLaw.com. That's in the news for July 25th, 2024. Coming up next, the Hot 5 at 5, the top 5 sports stories of the day. Dan Lanning taking some shots, clapping back at Big Ten Media Day. We'll get to that when we return on 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.